Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you both with us. Mark Harmon joining us this morning, starred as Leroy Jethro Gibbs on NCIS and also served as executive producer of the show. And Leon Carroll Jr., co-authored the New York Times bestseller Ghosts of Honolulu. The two have come back with another book called Ghosts of Panama. It's out now, and we welcome you to the program here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I want to ask you both, first of all, Mark, I want to ask you, is this fiction or nonfiction for our listeners, just so they know the difference here?
This is nonfiction. This is the point of these books from the beginning is telling a story that hasn't been told and giving not only this agency but the individuals who make it up and do the work and the important work that they do an opportunity to tell stuff that mostly is not talked about.
Yeah. Leon, I want to ask you, you previously served as the technical advisor on the hit drama NCIS for 21 seasons. You're currently working on the new show NCIS Origins, as is Mark. What can we expect from this book, and what is so exciting about bringing out these stories in this particular book, Ghosts of Panama? Obviously, Ghosts of Honolulu was very, very successful, another bestseller. This one's going to be a bestseller as well. But what is so important about bringing these stories to life to our viewers and listeners?
From my standpoint, it's actually telling the stories of the agents, and in this case, their families as well. We talk about agents not all the time, but we hardly ever talk about family and how they have to endure what their husband or wife is doing on the job. And I think this book, Ghosts of Panama, does that quite well. In fact, I think one of the key players in this book is the wife of Rick Yell, Anya Yell. And she talks about her experiences of not really knowing what her husband is doing, but knowing he's doing something that's very important.
Yeah. Mark, I wanted to ask you, getting involved, obviously, with the series NCIS for so many years, and now as the executive producer of the new one, The Origins, did you ever think you'd be kind of like authoring books on this particular topic as well?
Not a chance. I was surprised when there was interest in. And I mean, it changed. Initially, it was to do a book on the show. And it was like, originally when I was approached on this show to be part of it, part of the selling point was that this was going to be based on original cases, real cases. And then, as you develop a TV show, that changes, obviously. This to me is about my relationship with Leon over 20 years and someone who I depended on every day and talked to every day and asked every day about how to do this or how to do that or what is the agency's stance on this or, 100 questions. And I'm sure I bothered Leon. But in that, we developed a friendship and a bond and in some ways, a story to tell. So the fact that the first book was as successful as it was obviously opened the door to the second book, and this has been a lovely experience. So if that continues, we'll keep telling stories.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you too, Leon, with the success of the television show, why do you think people are so interested in, number one, NCIS, Naval Investigative Services? Why are they interested in these stories, do you sense? And why, obviously, the books have been successful, the show's been successful for a couple of decades now, but why do you think people are so interested in it? Is it kind of like a voyeuristic? They want to be able to do this themselves, you think?
I think that's part of it, but I think the bigger part are the characters that have been created. I mean, I think tomorrow night we're doing an event here in San Pedro, where I live, as a fundraiser, and one of the people attending has told me that they are going to bring their dog, and the dog's name is Gibbs. It tells you what really brings people into it. We have a farm in Mississippi, and the guy who's leasing it, I didn't even know he knew about the show, and I asked him, what do you like about it? And he goes, that guy Gibbs. So when you have characters that have been created, like the Gibbs character and the Dinozos, and you could go on and listening to characters. And when one leaves, people still watch because of the relationships that have been formed between those characters. And I think that's actually going to be the same with the Origins show as well.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Mark, one more time as well. I want to give you the same question pretty much. You've been involved with this show for decades now as an actor, the lead actor, and now executive producer. You've been following this for years now. Why do you think the audience is still there for this particular show? And obviously the readers are there for these books.
As an actor, you just there are many different roles you're looking at, and sometimes you find a part of a role that just speaks to you a little bit differently than others. And in that, there's a form, there's a production form, certainly, and people don't realize that this TV show didn't jump out of the box and was greatly successful right off the top. It took quite a bit of time for it to catch on, and maybe it's been the same thing with the book, but we have stories to tell, and that's the same thing we're doing on television that we do with literary.
Yeah, and that's what it is, but basically telling stories that people are attracted to and no doubt would like to be involved with and actually know more about. Mark Harmon of NCIS, Leon Carroll Jr., authors of Ghosts of Panama. After their successful best-selling book, Ghosts of Honolulu, they're out with another one called Ghosts of Panama. I wish you the best success. Happy holidays to you both, and thanks for joining us here today on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Ghosts of Panama with Mark Harmon and Leon Carroll Jr. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.